Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub. I can't believe we have already approached episode number 90. We are just few steps away from 100, and even though I've been doing this for more than... Has it already been more than two years? Or has it been a year and a half? I don't even know anymore, but I have been doing this for a while and yet I still cannot believe the amount of episodes I have actually produced. But I have said this all along the way that I do love podcasting, I do love talking, and I do not intend to stop. So today I actually want to talk about marketing side of creating products. And I feel like that's the kind of topic that I usually talk about here and there, you know, as part of other things. But as of recently, I have time and time again mentioned that specifically products and specifically courses, the landscape of digital product space really has shifted. And so has the marketing, of course. And actually, I feel like it's almost not about the product as much as it is about the marketing. So I really want to say that the marketing, probably the way how you can reach your audience has changed way more and in a way more impactful way compared to maybe the product space itself. So let's talk about all of that. Now, one of the very first things I want to start with is one of the biggest things that is just not working anymore. And it's this overused webinar funnel. We really should leave it back in 2016. And even though I'm saying that, and I'm saying that it's not working, sure, it can still work in some cases. And it can still be valuable. It can still bring you students, it can still bring you new audience, and it can work, but it will never be as impactful these days as it used to be. And if you are using a webinar funnel as like part of your strategy, it should be just that. It should be a part of your strategy with other ideas being in there as well. So first of all, what is a webinar funnel? I'll be very short about this. I'm not gonna go into like all the details, but in general, the most basic way to think about the webinar funnel is when you promote a free, sometimes it's also a low ticket offer, but we'll be thinking about it in terms of free offer. You're promoting a free webinar, a free masterclass, a free live session of some kind, and you are promoting it with intention to gather new leads, to gather new emails. So people come to this session, they get to know you, they get to know the offer that you have. And then either directly in the session or right after the session, you either launch a product or you give a special offer. So then they are more interested. They're like warmed up. They know you. They have just seen the material that you have created. They're excited to like take action. And that's when they purchase the product you are offering. That was like a very, very short story of how a webinar funnel looks like. But I'm just assuming that most of you know how it works and what it is. Either you have had it yourself or maybe you have just gone through it in one way or another. And webinar funnels or masterclass funnels, they are still out there. They are still happening. Every other creator is still doing that. And even creators who have other strategies, they are still doing these as well. But again, I just want to emphasize that it's just not gonna work to the same capacity as it used to work back in the day. Back in the day, it makes me feel very old. But anyhow, just to give you an idea about some of the reasons why. So it used to be so that first of all, these funnels, they were not as, we were not as used to them. Okay. It was not known to the general population what will happen as you work through this funnel. Okay. It wasn't as common. We were not like so tired of this just yet. But as of now, even those who are not in online businesses, they already have quite a good idea what will happen when they sign up for something for free. And hear me out, that free content, the free masterclass, it can still be incredibly valuable, right? Maybe you as a consumer yourself, you see some free products, you say yes to them, you actually show up, you actually see those, watch those masterclasses, you know? But ultimately, when you are going in that process, you already know that it's not only about the masterclass itself, it is about the product. And in many cases these days, we sign up to these types of products only when we are already mentally ready to make that next step purchase. So the general numbers of people who do sign up are way smaller. And another major point of this is specifically the live aspect. So there are evergreen funnels, right? Some people record these masterclasses, these webinars, whatever you want to call them. And either they had them live and then they recorded them, or they just directly record them and then they're just offering it as a free class. This path is a lot less stressful for all sides. It has always worked, but it has also always brought smaller results compared to the live classes, okay? Because there is no real urgency. When you are sharing something that is pre-recorded, and by the way, I'm all about pre-recorded content, okay? I love pre-recorded content. I do these types of classes myself, but the general outcome of it will be way lower, way fewer people will be ready to actually buy after that class, right? So it's kind of a different type of a funnel. So when we're talking about live webinar funnels, the problem with these funnels these days is that people just don't show up for lives anymore. There used to be times, and some people will, okay, obviously I'm not talking about everybody, but just talking about general numbers that I have noticed in my own offers, in my client offers, especially in many different niches, when they do these types of things, when they do these live classes, the numbers have been dropping dramatically in the past few years. And I have also heard many big creators talk about this from their perspective as well, that this shift has been happening. Your upfront investment, like investment in ads, it has to be a lot higher for you to actually get the same return as it used to be back in the day when you were able to do this for free by just promoting your class. So I started talking about that live aspect and just the simple fact that not as many people are showing up live. And that is kind of one of the key triggers why this strategy is not working as efficiently anymore. Because ultimately, that is how many sales were made. You spend some time promoting this free class, you show up live to a big audience, like, you know, at least around 100 people are in there live, so they are watching in real time. Then you give that limited time offer, they purchase right away or, you know, within a few hours. And that is how many of the key sales are made. That is how big numbers are being pumped up. And there's like nothing shady about it per se. Like I make it sound maybe like that's a bad strategy or something. No, that's the reality of how many courses and especially many bigger and more expensive programs are making money. You had to show up live. You had to do that live connection for your audience to actually believe in your product, to actually trust you, and then make that purchase. So this definitely is one of the biggest things that used to drive the whole course marketing, and it's just not working as efficiently anymore. So what are some other marketing strategies that don't really work as well anymore? Another one definitely is email marketing. And hear me out. I love email marketing. Email marketing is probably the only marketing strategy that has actually stayed very solid throughout all the years that I have been in business. Since I started more than 10 years ago until today, email marketing has been solid number one driver of sales in my business. And I'm not talking only about myself, but also what I have noticed, of course, amongst my clients. And this can depend on the niche, this can depend on the offer and the way you're showing up. There are many, you know, if and buts and everything in between. But I want to talk specifically about email marketing when it comes to launching. So the way I have to say that it's very similar to webinars, how we already know what is coming up. And I'm talking about us not only as creators, but literally like us as a society. We have been around for a while. We have seen these emails coming through so many times. We know what is coming up. If you are launching product through email marketing, you are going to get the attention of those who are already interested to buy anyways, but it is less likely that you will raise the interest of those who didn't want to buy the product, who didn't think about this product before you started promoting it. And the simple reason for that is that, again, people are just not as actively paying attention to this type of marketing. We are not reading emails as in depth. As soon as we notice that there's a product sale, we understand that whole launch strategy, well, not always fully. We just see like these limited time offers and whatnot, and we understand that it's not as urgent, it's not as important to now click that buy button. And the next few emails we start to ignore, we don't really open them, we don't really read them, and so the launch phases out and you leave on. But that being said, email marketing still is one of the most effective strategies as well. It's just the fact that it's maybe not working as actively and as straightforward as it used to, because it really used to be the way of marketing, like even 4 to 6 years ago, when you launch a product and you really focus on having that email marketing campaign. And you should still do that. It will still bring results. I'm just saying that the overall percentage of the results has been dropping for most campaigns in the recent years. Okay, now let's actually talk about then if these kind of standard and base strategies are not really working anymore, what are the things that are working? And my general suggestion is to be creative with your marketing. Now, one of the things that is working, but you would need to invest more than you used to, ads. Ads still are working, unfortunately. I personally don't love paying for ads, but if it's the type of strategy that you have been considering, it is a good consideration, but you have to approach it very, very mindfully. Because here's the thing, you will most likely want to drive ads to your low ticket or your free products first, because you actually want to get people in your universe. So there are many similarities to the webinars. There are many similarities to having those email launches, right? You want to get people in your universe. Just the way how you're going to do that is changing. And if you are thinking about ads, I would definitely suggest you to not directly promote the product itself, especially if it's a bit more expensive product or a bit more high ticket offer. You want to first create ads for your free and low ticket products, and then later you can actually retarget that same audience and then sell the actual product. And yes, if you are going with that, if you are going into ads with really this kind of a laser focus that this is the way how you want to be making money, you will have to be ready to invest, okay? Obviously, I don't really have specific numbers to give to you because it will really, really depend on many different aspects, but I would be looking at minimum of like $250 per week, and that is literally just the bare minimum. The results will be very, very slow, but that is like the starting investment, like $1,000 per month. Really just the bare minimum. If you want to fast speed the process, if you want to see the results fast, if you haven't really done ads yet, because there's also, of course, this learning curve, it will be quite a lot more, I would think at least double. And that being said, I want to warn you to be very careful about people who promise quick fixes with ads. Now, maybe this is a whole another podcast episode, but when it comes to ads, I'm not an ad expert, okay? But this is just very personal experience that I have had with several courses, with several clients, and with several, like, these specific strategies when it comes to ads. There are many experts, well, experts, in the online space that do promote their products with this promise of, like, oh, you don't have to invest a lot in ads. But in reality, it rarely works that way. And it will depend on what it is that you are selling. It will depend on the price point of your product. It will depend on your everything. It will really, really depend on many things. But if you are fresh into this, if you don't have well-established funnels, if you don't have well-established audience, if your people are not excited to just hear from you at any point of the day, then those numbers are quite unrealistic. I have never actually seen them work in real time, and I have worked like hand in hand with ad strategists who do promote that. I'm not even talking about my own products. I'm talking about like my clients working with ad strategists, right? They have sold different products and these strategists come to them with these promises. And I have seen how this just doesn't work. And of course we can blame like one or two different people or like their specific setups. But I'm just saying this for you to be aware of the fact that in most cases, let's be realistic, it will take some time because rarely good things come quick, right? You do have to invest, you do have to plan, you do have to have that bigger vision. Okay, but then you might still be listening to this and thinking, but what is working? Like, how can I sell? Like, if you have products or if you're thinking about selling products, as I mentioned, get creative. So first of all, the content. Showing up in your content, being there for your audience, talking with your audience, being in front of camera, creating videos, especially video content, reels, TikToks, YouTube, whatever that might be, creating content works. And yes, it's only part of the funnel, okay? We are still looking at that whole funnel as a system, right? We're still thinking about emails, we're still thinking about some freebies, we're still thinking about that whole ecosystem. But those crucial points where people do say yes, like when they have seen and heard from you, the moments when they say yes, those often come from the content. And content will not be the most straightforward way to make sales because you may post a reel today, you may post a reel tomorrow, and nothing will be happening. There will be like 10 views on the reel. But at the same time, in the background, you are nourishing your audience. They are seeing this content. They're seeing the first day, the second day, the third day. And by the fourth day, they're getting more and more interested in your content and in your offer. And I do want to emphasize that it's just a part of the ecosystem, but it is one of the most effective parts, especially if you are choosing focus in your marketing. Having a legit content strategy, and not the lazy kind, but the kind where you do show up for your offers, that is the way to go. And I keep saying get creative, and maybe content per se doesn't seem too creative, but another thing you can be thinking about, especially if you are ready to invest some money, it might be influencer marketing. It might be collaborations. And of course, you're not going to be reaching out to somebody whose audience is not interested in your offers or your product whatsoever. But there are so many content creators who will be more than happy. Of course, it's something you pay for, right? It's not a free kind of a deal. But it's the same. I would think about it in the same way as you would think about ads. Think about investing. Instead of investing in ads, you invest in people who already have that audience there, who can talk about your product, who can talk about your offers. Ideal if they have actually gone through that experience themselves, right? Ideal if they can actually root for the product to some extent. Maybe you agree to give them like a free trial, or maybe there is some other kind of a deal that makes sense for you, depending on your product, right? Or maybe there already are people in your product who you know would be great for promoting your offers. And there can be affiliate marketers as well. You can actually create affiliate program for your offers. And those who have gone through this experience, who have gone through this course, they can then promote it and they can also attract more people. There are like specific strategies to consider regarding that. There's definitely a lot to think about if you want to go that path. And when it comes to creating affiliate marketing for your program, it's also not really a quick fix because just by creating a program, you won't really be getting affiliates. You have to put in effort into actually making sure that your people know about it, that they know how to promote, that they know what to say, they know how to show up for that product. But especially popular these days are affiliate programs where if we're talking about things like templates, if you are selling templates and you know that your audience would love to resell them later, if you offer high affiliate commissions like 50 to 70%, you can easily kind of recruit your own salespeople, right? And yes, this is a whole other strategy to be like thinking about. There is a lot to consider, but that is exactly what I mean when I say get creative. And as I mentioned, yeah, collaborating with influencers, people who are relevant to your niche, people who already have your audience, the audience that you want to reach, that can be one of the best ways to actually get creative about the way you show up, about the way you promote your offers. And I have to say that maybe while most of this episode was a bit of a downer, I just want to highlight the fact that a lot of things have changed, and especially if you have been in business for a while and things are just not really working anymore for you, it's not because of your product, it's not because you did something maybe particularly wrong, but in many cases it's just because you haven't gone along with the times, you haven't really stopped to reconsider your strategies and what actually is and isn't working. There are many different aspects of online businesses these days that just keep changing rapidly, but it doesn't mean that you have to like stay behind with your products that nobody's buying. You can, you know, keep exploring what are these new different ways, and you can still keep doing what you're doing, but also add or experiment with like these new areas, these new directions, and then just see what works and doesn't work for you. I hope this episode served you some new inspiration. And if you have any comments or questions, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. That will be it from me for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.